daughter Mae doesn't like to work just for one person.
Mm-hmm. And she used to work better for Miss Slower.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know how she got well for a long time. She worked for Miss Agnes Smith for a long time. Well, she wasn't working for Miss Flora at that time. Somebody else was working for Miss Flora. But they left. So then Flora May went back to Miss Flora. Flora May worked there a long time.
I think it's nice, Guy, that Miss Daisy has been at one place.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It makes it fine for you
sir.
And them too.
When I get through here, I'll go home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a long time now, Miss Daisy, just the thoughts of it. See, we talk about Florida May and all them. Does it seem long to you since you knew those three Dean women?
Hmm?
Alice Dean and her two sisters? Was all three of them big women?
Oh, they were stout women.
Yes.
But now, I didn't know but two of them women.
Yes.
That was Alice and Lizzie.
Yes.
Now, Frances, she was there when I met them.
Oh, she was?
Mm-hmm. She wasn't with them. I know two of them.
So there were just the two of them living down
just
there.
Just the two of them when I met them, and they houses was like mine and Doris's. They were real close.
Yeah.
Let me see. Lizzie, she raised Hubbard. She had Hubbard Hale when I knowed her.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how come that?
Well, that was her son's child.
Oh, I see. Oh.
That was her grandson. Liz's grandson.
Oh.
She thought it wasn't nothing like him. But there was different in Alice and Lizzie. Because Lizzie, she don't want nothing to go up against that boy. But Alice thought she should have made him work more than she did and should have started him to work before she did start. But anyway, after Lizzie died, then Alice had to take him and take care of him. She raised him on up, but he wasn't.
He worked now.
He worked. Well, when Lizzie died, if he was going to ever work, he should have been going to work. Because he was a big boy, way up there in his teens. So he worked. And Alice, she took care of him.
Yeah, big boy like that.
Big boy like that. But he worked every day.
But you could sit down there and talk to them.
Oh,
now, you,
oh, half a day at a time.
And Lizzie too?
Lizzie? Oh, yes. Why she lived.
Yes.
Well, see, when Lizzie was living, Alice, she couldn't leave home so much on the kind of this deformed child she had. She had to fit it. But me and Alice and Lizzie would get together. Lizzie would come over to Alice's house. And I would be over there. And there, we'd have a good time. Just us three.
Is that right?
Lizzie, she'd stay over there and we'd chat. Till time for her to go home, cook supper, and take care of her chickens and things. If our time was time for her to go, it was time for me to go too. Well, we'd leave Alice there by herself. You see, Alice, she didn't have nobody working, so she didn't have to successful or nothing like that. Just a little tiny bit for her and that baby had.
Yeah.
So lots of time. If she cooked dinner, had dinner at 12 o'clock, well, then she fixed enough for the night. For just them two, you see. Just warm them a little something, maybe just a little soup or something like that.
Well, now, Lizzie.
Coffee. She loved coffee. She like me. She loved coffee.
Oh, really? Now, both of them, though, they had done a lot of things.
Oh, they done lots of things.
And they loved
And stuff. They both could tell me lots of things.
Yeah.
Things I didn't never thought of.
Now, they told you about butchering those cows out in the woods.
And how they took care of their cows. They didn't beg nobody.
Yeah.
Now, one of them, both of them was with us. When I know them, I never see they husband or nothing. When I know them, they was with us.
And taking care of themselves.
Mm-hmm. Taking care of themselves.
They had guns around.
Yes, they had guns.
And they could,
they could shoot them too.
They could use them.
And they would do it if they had it to do. You see, that's the way they'd kill their cows and things. They'd go in the woods and pick them out the kind they want.
Yeah.
Kill them out there.
Yeah.
Hang them and skin them. And a cow never would get skinned if they had skinned. I wouldn't know how to start on him.
And just the two of them.
Mm-hmm. Just the two of them. They skin him out there. Now that's what they tell me. And they cut him like they wanted to.
Yeah.
They have clean bags. They put him. Put what they wanted in that sack. They carried that home. Put it down. They'd go back and get more. So they towed it home like that till they got it all home. You see, the two dressed him. He each had a half a cow. You carry your half to your house, and I carry my half to mine. When they get it to the house, then they would slice it. They would cut. Well, you know, back then, Mr. Miles, you didn't hear no telling no refrigerators or ice boxes or nothing like that. But folks kept the meat.
Yes.
They had to buy the ice. They would slice that stuff and place it in a tub, a big tin tub, buy ice, put in the bottom of the tub, put the meat on top of the ice, and then get more ice and chip it up when they got all in there. Just cover it up with the ice.
Yeah.
Put a sack over the tub.
Yeah.
Push it back up there somewhere and come.
And that would hold a
That lock. Would keep it. Till they used it.
Yeah.
That's what they told me.
Yeah.
That's the way they kept it.
So what do you know?
So I remember in Georgia when they used to kill hogs. I work in hog killing weeks at a time up there. They ain't gonna tell no icebox. Either no cold story. But they had a big smokehouse. And they'd cut their meat up, salt it, and let it stay in salt so many days, I don't know how long. Then they had a syrup kill, big old syrup kill. Heat that thing full of water, and they get ready to take that meat out of that salt. And then the smokehouse, they had holes fixed somewhere all across that smokehouse. And these old bear grass leaves, that's what the tie needs. When they get ready to take that meat up, you see the same table, what they cut it up on, Hickerson washed off and clean. They put that meat, tie that thing around that meat, and stick it down in that water, that boiling water, rinse that salt off it, lay it up down that table, and let it drink. Then they take it down and hang it. Like that. All along in that smokehouse. Well, the sausage was already done, fixed and linked and hanging there. The meat was over here. Sausage things over here. I didn't hear no telling no cold storage and nothing. All right. Then, they have a tub. They cut bark. Hickory bark,
yeah,
and oak bark. Make a smoke in that too.
And it takes a very short time to smoke it.
That's right.
It just works fast.
Smoke it dry.
Yeah. Now that's right. You dry it, smoke it, and dry it. Yeah, that takes longer.
Dry. Smoke it. And the meat kept.
Yes, sir.
It stayed good. Yeah, it's almost spoiled meat. All the things.
Yeah.
Well, but now you got to carry the cold store and you take it out from there, it's a lot of spoil for you.
Yeah.
So I guess folks don't kill none. Not at home. They don't try to kill it.
They didn't.
I guess it's better fun just go to
market. Don't you remember? Don't you remember in them days when you had a chicken house
out there,
and then when you had a smokehouse full of meat,
mm-hmm,
somebody was liable to visit that during the night. Now, you've heard tell of that.
Oh, no. I wouldn't have a smokehouse full, but I always had me a hog.
Yes.
And I see how they do their heat for meat. I kill mine just like that.
Yeah. Well, now, did you ever have anybody visit your smokehouse during
no,
the night?
No, they never did visit at night.
Take off a little helping.
Well, now, that was common back then.
What? Folks visit your smokehouse?
Yes.
Well, that didn't bother where I was.
Yes.
You see, they had a lock on them. They smoke
back
then.
Yeah.
And my little smokehouse, he was locked up.
Yeah.
See, my little meat was back there in the kitchen with sand on the floor. When it dried and the grease dripped out, it fell in the sand. So they couldn't get in my smokehouse without me knowing.
Yo, I say that again.
Huh? I say, see, I wouldn't have more than one hole in my smokehouse. It was in one end of my kitchen. I'd put some sticks up across there and hang my meat up there and put sand on the floor and set my little bucket of bark and smoke under my meat like that.
Right.
And when it dried, you see, the grease would drip on the floor, on the sand. Well, when it got dry, it was still in the smokehouse locked up. Because to get to my meat, you got to come through my front door.
Oh, yeah.
And this was part of your kitchen.
That's right.
I see.
Well, now, where did you get that idea?
Hmm? Where did I get that idea? A smoke in it?
Right,
well,
there in your kitchen.
Well, you see, these have in my kitchen.
Yeah.
Well, I just got that idea for myself.
Oh.
I didn't have no smokehouse, and I didn't have enough meat to build one. So I said, well, I got room in my kitchen. You see, now, my house was built, the kitchen clean across the house on the back. But you see, my stove set up here.
Yeah.
and a dining table for long him. You're back here, I'll fix for me, you see.
Did you kind of petition it off?
Mm-hmm.
Boards?
Mm-hmm.
You just put up some boards?
That's
right. Well, now, what did Alice Dean and them, what did they
I
do?
I don't know how they done that. You see, I was in Georgia when I was taking care of my niece.
Yeah. Well, did she have a smokehouse?
Alice Dean.
I think she did. I think she had a... Yeah, she had a smokehouse. She had a kind of large hot-size smokehouse.
Yeah.
It was old. But, you see, she wasn't bothering with cows. She was killing hogs. She did have some hogs when I knowed, and while after I knowed her, she had hogs.
You, did Dora ever cure her own meat?
Not that I knew of.
Well, you were the only one.
Not that I knew of.
Florida May never did.
Not that I knew of. I never remember Dora having hog.
And Marty hadn't never cured meat.
They had one hog, I heard. You know, when the children were going to school, down there, the 4-H club would give them some of them chickens and some of them pig. Well, I think they give George's boy a pig, one of them, not one time. But I don't know what become of the pig. I kept hearing him talk about what a fine hog he had out there, but I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
Mm-mm.
Well, you're the only one, really, then, who's ever done
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. That I know of, Mr. Miles.
Did Frances ever do that?
Frances had hogs back there, where she was.
And she killed them.
She killed two or three hogs at the time, but I guess that's the way she had to kill him. Because at that time, I didn't have no cold storage and nothing. After I come here, you know, it was a long time before I heard of that.
Long time.
After I was here.
Yeah. And then they... Even after that, people still cured the meat just like they always had.
Mm-hmm.
They'd rather had it that way.
Mm-hmm. I like it like that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna get back here and see where that old man.
Are you gonna get your mom?
Yeah, Mama wanna say hello to you now. I'll get her, and then we'll run you back.
Well, my old cow's not doing too well, Miss Daisy. She's got a bad quarter now.
So your cow ain't gonna do well.
No, it's sort of congested up in there.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. I never had that before.
Well, did you, she see?
Well, she got this calf, you see, and two of her quarters swell up so with milk. The calf can't.
Well, did you had the doctor with her?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm bringing in my breakfast dishes.
Yeah, you feeling good this morning?
Oh, yeah, I feel good. How you feeling?
I'm doing pretty good now.
Well, that's pretty good. I'm sitting in there.
Well, we had a rain and it turned cold.
Yes, it's turned cold again on
mm-hmm.
your handy.
Mm-hmm.
Sure has. Now, you see what I've been doing, sitting in there messing.
Yes.
Making lifts and rags out of tops of the stockings that I use.
Oh, you can do so many things with them.
Well, they're not, this one is not very nice, but they lift, you see. Keep your hand, you're lifting your things off of the stove.
Yes, sir.
And just keeps your hand from burning. Now, what do you lift your things with?
That's right.
Your apron?
Sometimes it's my apron. Sometimes I get me a paper towel.
Towel.
Thing I can get over.
In her. Well, you can have that one. It's not very nice. They're not
Thank
very
you.
Nice.
Oh,
but
yes, it is nice.
Not very nice, but I kind of hate to throw the pieces away that I had there. Of the tops of the stockings that I cut off. Well, what you been doing with yourself?
Well, not much or nothing.
You still been going to work, though?
Yes.
Yeah, on you. Saturdays? You work Saturdays and when?
Yes, I work Friday.
Oh,
Saturday.
Friday and Saturday, yeah.
Yes.
You planted any more?
No.
It's
I
been
have a sad blank brush and cut a few weeds.
Oh, yeah.
Around me. So yesterday, I didn't do nothing much. So.
Just nothing much?
No, I just fooled around there.
Did you ever do any weaving? Any weaving, you know, like?
No, I can't do nothing like that.
You can't?
No.
Well,
I used to want to learn how to pattern.
Yeah.
I thought
yeah,
that was the pretty
yeah.
stuff, and I know the woman, she could make it devil it.
Yeah.
Sometimes
yeah,
like that.
And make it real wide.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought that was the pretty stuff she'd tell me. Daisy, you can do it if I'm trying. I can't do
well,
it.
Well, I never did do it very well myself. I thought it was kind of hard to
do. It was hard for me. I just couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. I have the needles and everything to do it with, but I didn't do very much of it. I didn't know. I guess the mountain people, did most of the weaving anyway. However, my grandmother did some weaving. They weaved the rug, you know. We used to do that and all. And they have to have a loom to do that with, you know, or something to do it with. But I didn't know. I thought maybe you all might have had some looms.
No, I never could do nothing like that.
Yeah.
All I could do, I just piece quilts.
Oh, yes. Piece quilts.
Things like that.
Well, that was important, wasn't it? To
piece
quilts.
Piece quilts.
Did you ever take old dresses and kind of...
Yes, ma'am. I'd piece them out of old dress,
skirt,
and all
and
the
things.
good
part
of the body.
Yeah.
Then I used to take pants, you know, where there was wool.
Yeah.
And rip the legs open
and
piece them out of that.
Out of men's old breeches?
Yes.
That make a heavy quilt, wouldn't it?
It makes a warm quilt.
Yeah, a heavy quilt.
You know, when I had my boys
coming
on, I'd put them on their bed.
Yes, that really would.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have any electric blankets and things like that.
Things like that. We're back there. I didn't hear nothing about them.
We had to make the best, the most of everything that we could get a hold of and make use of all those old pants and things like that.
That's right.
I guess after you'd patch the pants as much as you could patch them.
Then I'd cut that
and then you'd cut
leg
that
off, you see.
Yeah. You'd cut that leg off and then put it into a quilt.
That's right. And they last.
Oh, yes. They last a long time. And be warm, too.
Be
that
warm.
Was, yeah. Yes, sir. You all never did raise sheep, did you? Did you ever raise sheep?
No. There were some folks around raised them. A few sheep.
Uh-huh.
There wasn't many sheep Around where I was, really wasn't many goats where I was raised. But they was all back on other farms and things like that.
Yeah.
Where I was, they didn't care for nothing where I was but much but chickens and turkeys. Things like that.
They was most
some
like
of them
that.
Had a few geese. And they pick them things sometimes.
Oh, yes.
But I don't know what month they pick them in.
No, I don't know either what month they pick the geese in.
Geese in.
But that's where you get your feathers.
Get your feathers.
For your feather beds and pillows.
I know the woman, she had a bunch of them. But sometime in the year, she would pin them. Put them in a pen,
and
that's when she was going to pick them.
And
she had a house, a little house. Ooh, I guess it was my pen by the size of this kitchen.
Yeah.
But that's where she would put her baskets and boxes and bags and things in to pick the geese.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
But she'd pick them things by the day. Well, now, anybody couldn't help her.
No.
Pick them geese.
She had to do it all herself?
Do it herself.
Well, you couldn't pick the feathers and give them to somebody else to put them over there. And
that's
you
right.
had to not people turn them loose.
Put them in that bag yourself.
Yes, sir. Yes,
so
sir.
She picked them things by the day.
Oh, yeah.
She get in that little place there and shut that door. That's what she's going to do that day. Nobody bothered her and she ain't going to bother nobody.
But you never did do it?
No.
You never picked it?
Never did.
But you saw how she did it.
How she did it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, all the help I would do, I put her baskets in there sometimes.
Yeah.
And her box away. See, she had a basket like that.
Great big tall.
She put the bag over that basket. See, it was fastened somewhere in the over that basket.
Oh, yeah, the top would.
The top of it like that.
Yeah. Keep the feathers in.
The bottom of the basket, or the sack, was down in the basket.
Yeah.
Well, she picked them feathers off, ease them in that bag.
So
they wouldn't scatter.
And so you didn't have that.
No,
just to put
I didn't
the basket
pick them.
To
I couldn't pick them. Oh. And she used to tell me, this is the reason I don't ask nobody to help. To pick the geese, everybody can't pick them.
They don't know how to pick them.
They don't know how to pick them.
They'd hurt the geese, I guess, some way.
Look like the meat was.
Trying to hold them.
Look like the meat was.
Yeah.
But anyway, she didn't allow nobody to help her. She picked them herself.
Yes, sir. Pick the geese. Well, that's the reason I said something about the sheep. You know, they used to share the sheep.
Share the sheep. Well, I never have seen how that was done.
Oh, you never did.
No.
But that's where they'd get the wool, and then they'd
that's
take it.
That's where they'd get the wool. Well, now,
and spin
I'm just wondering, did they pin them? Pin the
well,
sheep?
They'd have to pin them up somewhere to make them stay still so they could share them. I never did see anybody do it, but I've heard of them doing it. But I know the wool that they get from them, they'd clean it, you know, wash it and clean it. And then they'd take it, people would take it and do something to it, you know, and have a spinner. Did you ever see one of those? Those things that they'd spin thread and make thread out of that wool? Well, they'd first card it, wouldn't they? They'd do something where they'd have something like a handle or something, you know. And they'd kind of card that wool and make it out real thin and put it in bats, they'd call it.
Well,
and
now
then,
when they
then
get
they'd take that it. Bat when they have it real thin, scraped all out, and then they'd take it and I don't know how they'd do that then. But anyway, that's what the first part of making thread, you know, wool. So then people would spin that thread, and then they'd make it into cloth. That was a whole thing. I don't know. I would love to know, but I did see them spinning it.
Yes.
I did see them make the thread. I had an old aunt that did that. And I have carded cotton. Just take your.
I have did that.
You've done that.
Yes.
To put in your quilt.
Carded cotton to pad quilts with.
Yes. Well, you do the wool kind of that way too, you know. Make it
well,
thin.
Well, you don't see none of them.
No. No. Well, or in antique places, you see the spinning wheel and thing. You know, they used to throw that thing over. That bat over somewhere, and it'd go through something, and that wheel would turn, and directly it'd come out in a little fine thread. Well, they had in those times, they had things to do that was a curiosity as well as we have now.
Hell no, sure did.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, you'd have lots of fun doing things back there.
Why?
Like they done.
Yeah.
They did it.
They surely would. Why, of course, you'd spend the whole day spinning a big ball of thread.
Yes, sir.
Carding it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You pick cotton, I guess.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, I'll pick cotton. Plenty of days.
Yeah, plenty of days.
I loved it.
Love to do it.
Love to do it.
And then you always pick it and take it somewhere to.
Well, you see, we'd just pick it, and then they'd hold it up to the house
somewhere
to something. She sure going down today.
Yeah.
Well, I have to go for a little while, Miss Daisy.
Yes, sir. We have to go in, kind of keep up with things going on down there. Yes, she was telling me about how they pick geese. She never did pick them, but she would be with the woman that did. And she really, I never had seen them picking the geese, but I've seen them. Of course, after they pick them, I tried to pick a duck one time that people killed and brought to it, give it to you to eat, and they are nuisance to pick.
Oh, is that?
Oh, they are nuisance
to pick. Oh, well, they're killing up there now. You know, go hunting and kill them.
Yeah,
kill
the duck.
Pick them.
You've picked ducks.
Oh, I picked too many of them.
Well, how would you pick them?
I dry pick them.
Dry pick them. You just like they come in, you just take
just
them
pick
and
them.
Don't wet them like we used to pick a chicken.
No.
Scald a chicken, we'd say, you know, and pick the feathers off of it.
And picking.
Yeah.
But I just picked them dry.
You picked them dry.
Mm-hmm.
That
now,
was hard to get out, too, wasn't it?
Now, somebody told me you scald them like you did a chicken.
Yeah.
And they pick like a chicken. But they wouldn't for me.
They're too fuzzy.
That's right. I scald some one time. And I ain't scald no more. I just have them dry.
Yes, sir. Pick them. But they're good. Cooked.
They're good. When you cook
Do
them.
You remember cooking them? Yeah, you cooked them. Yeah.
Oh, yes, I have cooked some. I've cooked I cook more since I've been in Florida than I did at home.
They didn't, didn't
Georgia is a wide open state. It's, now where we live, it was a long ways to the swamp.
Where they could go, the river,
anything.
Yeah.
So they didn't do very much hunting there.
Yeah.
Most hunting they did was rabbit hunting.
Yeah, rabbit hunting.
And they bait birds.
Oh.
They would bait the
doves. For the doves and
in
things.
The fall.
Yeah.
In time season. Kill them.
Make traps. To and rabbits. It'd make traps too. To catch rabbits, wouldn't they? Too.
Yeah.
I remember they used to do that. But they'd hunt.
Yes, they'd hunt. They wouldn't make no traps. Well, that was all the fun they'd have there. Walking and hunting him.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen him, kill him.
Yeah, and that was their meat, my sake.
Right.
A barbecued rabbit's mighty good. We had one, I call my Black Manny, that was with the children when they were born.
Mm-hmm.
And she could cook the best barbecued rabbit. She would, ain't him. She really knew how to cook them to get that wild taste out, you know. And, yes, that was fun. A lot of people would rather hunt all day long.
Mm-hmm. Hunt all day.
All day. Yes, sir. Well, they do that now, though. People do that. They hunt.
That
hunting stays up.
Talk about they go down here and go hammock. They camp out down there.
Hunt.
They go down there hunting deer.
Oh, yeah, deer. Somebody said they couldn't kill a deer. It looked too innocent.
They just couldn't kill a deer.
Just couldn't do it. It looked so innocent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at you and it just looks so pretty. Mm-hmm. And so the deer, they just couldn't kill a deer. I don't much care for deer and bear meat. No.
Mm-hmm.
I've eaten both. Bear meat's fat.
Yeah.
Do you ever eat any?
Not that I know.
Yes, I've eaten bear meat. Some people think it's awful good now because all I've ever eaten is just, it was so fat, just had that fatty taste, and I never did like it. But I've eaten deer meat. Deer meat.
I like deer meat.
You like deer meat, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You've eaten it.
Mm-hmm. It's a man. He goes. He lives right here outside of Gainesville somewhere. But he is my insurance agent.
Oh.
And he brought me a piece of deer meat here while I was there. And I enjoyed it. I liked it. It had been years and years since I had a piece of deer meat.
Yeah.
But I sure enjoyed that.
Oh. This is a, they got a new calf. That's a little heifer. They didn't know it was bred. And she put it over yesterday and had a little baby bull.
Yeah.
And then another cow that had a calf, and she's had trouble with her bag. They've had to milk her out. And Mm-hmm. And she's got some trouble in one of the tits. Part of the bag, Grace said that Grace is going to have the vet with her. So I think she's going to call by. I said she, this morning it didn't do right at all. They'd been milking on. Mm-hmm. It didn't look good a bit. She thought it's one of the nice cows, that one is. But this little heifer was just surprised of them, and they was afraid she wasn't going to have the baby by itself. They was afraid they'd have to have the vet with her, but she came across all right. But she
didn't have no trouble.
She didn't have any trouble. And so far, she was doing fine. And we got home yesterday, and Guy rushed home to kind of look after her. He knew she was in trouble when he left. And when he got back, he came back early. He said, there was that cave up ready, hungry. Ready to go. Nobody was a little worried about this other one this morning, they said. So, you raise cattle, everything else, you have to have little worries, don't you, about things.
You can't just go straight through happy all the time.
Happy all the time.
You have to have a little bit of trouble.
Yeah. Yes, Yes, sir. Well, we thought my grandson was coming to their beach house out here close to St. Augustine and gonna be here Friday, but she...
Channel 2 over. And the end of the visit with Miss Daisy, Mamu and Miss Daisy are talking right now. Around 5:80, channel 2 over. This Tuesday, the 30th of March, 1971. Tuesday, the 30th of March, 1971. Channel 2 over. And here comes Marilina and Faye and Mamu.